Jeremiah chapter 41, that is, verses 1 to 18. Ishmael's violence. The catalogue of sin continues, the cataract of sin, and misery and wretchedness continues. You remember Gedaliah is in charge of the remnant left in Jerusalem, in Judea, by the Babylonians. But this Ishmael has come back to live there. Now, Gedaliah has been warned that Ishmael is up to no good. He intends to do some damage to Gedaliah. But Gedaliah has not believed. He has this report. He has been gullible, perhaps. He's been naive. He's perhaps too nice a man. No, don't say anything like this. Verse 16 of chapter 40. Don't say that. It's not true. Ishmael is not this nasty man you're saying, no. Now, this Ishmael, chapter 41, verse 1, is of the royal blood. He's one of the trusted officers of Nehemiah. This man is a trusted officer. He's one of the king's officers. He was high in the nation, and he should have been a great man, a good man, but he was a deceiver, and he was planning trouble. He was planning violence, and in fact, in verse 2, he unleashes his violence. He assassinates Gedaliah, and he puts to the sword all the Jews there. Verse 3, Ishmael also killed all the Jews who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah, as well as the Babylonian soldiers who were there. His purpose was to take them into Ammon. You get that in verse 10. And then some people came, were coming from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria, bringing grain offerings and incense back to the temple and what was left of it, to the house of the Lord. And Ishmael went out, weeping, pretending to be mourning for Gedaliah. Come and see this poor man. Come and see what's happened to him. But what he was trying to do was lure them into the place where he could kill them. 10 of these people pleaded for their life, and Ishmael let them go. He preserved them and so on. He didn't kill these people. So he let them alone and did not kill them with the others. But he threw the rest in this well. He just threw their bodies in there. He filled it with the dead. And he made captives of all the people that were left and hiked them off to the Ammonites. Verses 10 and 11. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him heard about all these crimes, and they rose up against Ishmael, and they went chasing after him, and they caught up with him. But Ishmael escaped himself and fled to the Ammonites. And so Johanan takes the people now, and he takes them back down into Egypt, away from Judea. And they stopped on their way to Egypt. They stopped near Bethlehem. Now you get that in verse 17 and 18. They were afraid of the Babylonians because Ishmael had killed Gedaliah, and Gedaliah had been appointed by the Babylonians, and so on. Well, it is a catalogue, is it not, of murder, violence, betrayal, deceit, cheating, all the rest of it. We see, once this sin breaks out, there's no end to it. And there's all this defection to Ammon, there's this going down to Egypt and all the rest of it. The fear of Babylon here. What is happening here? Where will this violence and misery end? Will it never stop? Remember the cause of all this. It's because Judah has not listened to God in his word. They have gone away from the covenant, and they will go to Egypt. They will go to the pagans, and they will bring in this idolatry. They were copying the northern kingdom of Israel, who had already gone into captivity and exile under Assyria. What a dreadful thing. We're talking about the people of God. Remember, these things are written for our learning. This is what we're told in 1 Corinthians 10, Romans 15. These things are here for us to learn from, to be warned by them. But it doesn't happen to us. My friends, I believe it is happening. What do I mean? I believe we are deserting the word of God. We're not trusting in the God's power. We're not looking to the Spirit to bless us alone without the aid of the pagan. We have to trust the arm of the pagan today. That's what we seem to be doing. We've adopted our principles. They're subtle changes. But instead of Scripture now, it's the ways of the world, I see. We should be separate from the world. We should be hated by the world. We should be rejected by the world instead of making friends with the world. The friends of the world are enemies with God, you know. That's what we're told. James tells us. Well, where will this violence end? What an appalling mess in Judah. This is the people of God, the people of Sinai, the people of the deliverance, the Exodus, the Passover, the temple, the priests, the sacrifices. This is the people of God, and they're in this awful, appalling state. Most of them carted off to Babylon, the rest transported buffeted about between one place and another, and violence and assassination going on all around them. Be warned, my brothers and sisters. Let us be warned. Unbeliever, be warned. There is no end to the misery that sin produces. War is easy to pronounce, as it were, to unleash war. Hitler did it in a stroke. But look at the cost in the millions of lives. You see the same here in Babylon and Judah and Israel. May God give us grace to learn from these things and avoid the sin in the first place and come back to God, the simplicity of the gospel, the law of Christ, the covenant of Christ. May we come back to that and have nothing to do with the ways of the world, for Christ's sake. Amen.